1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls.
That's right. Let's do a little commerce here on this Labor Day. What do you say? Phone lines open again. Once again, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, give away. We'll do it on this Labor Day. And again, no business advertising, license, vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, or box springs. But anything after that, it's fair game. We've had some of the darndest things traded and bought and sold on consumer calls over the years. I'm not looking for an outlier today, but if it happens, well, you know how that goes. It is going to be a little bit of fun. But right now, we're looking pretty good, though. We are enjoying 67 degrees right now, so if you've got Labor Day plans that are underway, hey, great. Ought to be a nice one out there on the waterways. And if you're going to be doing some things at home, it's not going to be all that hot in comparison to what we have seen as of late. So, once again, it is our Consumer Calls program right here on K1, the one you trust. I want to get a couple of reminders in here. Once again, this would be from Davis Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Walker Brown Chapels. They sponsor our reminders. The 14th Annual Bartlesville Women's Business Expo is going to be held on Thursday at the Bartlesville Community Center. There's going to be booth browsing from 5:30 until 6:30. Dinner program begins at 6:30. Cost just $14, open to the public. You can shop the booths featuring businesses owned and operated by local women and win some great prizes from them. It's not too late to be a vendor. Simply contact Carol Smith at 918-333-5368 for details. Enjoy meeting Tulsa's Darla D, the RSVP, by noon tomorrow by calling 785-840-8128 or 918-333-5868 or email bladiesconnection@gmail.com. And you can simply text 918-397-7388. Going to be a lot of fun. Of course, the Washington County Free Fair starts tomorrow through Saturday at the fairgrounds in Dewey. Entry day is tomorrow with judging on Wednesday. You're welcome to drop by and view the exhibits on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They're celebrating 107 years of saluting the bounty of the county. And for more information, just visit www.countycourthouse.org, that is, and click under the county information, fairgrounds, and free fair. It's all right there. Of course, I'll be out there, too. I'll practically be living out there on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week, talking with the youngsters and all the exhibitors out there at the free fair and just having some fun being a part of the community. That's really what we do best right here at K1, the one you trust. This is Consumer Calls, and, of course, it's a Labor Day edition, and Sharon gets the day off. She's not laboring today, but she's laboring in other ways. But you can certainly have some fun here at 1-800-749-5936 or 918-336-1400. I want to thank our sponsor today, The Video Doctor.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Sometimes I'll come to a home and a guy will have a receiver and some older speakers, and the older speakers don't sound so well, but just upgrading the speakers only and keeping their existing receiver can do wonders for a home entertainment system.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206, the Audio Video Doctor.
Some very pleasant weather for our Labor Day morning with drier air in place. In fact, we're setting up for great conditions all throughout the day if you have outdoor plans. Mid-80s at the lunchtime hour, highs this afternoon in the low 90s, just a light south breeze. As that drier air continues to hang on, we'll get another nice cool down tonight with lows in the low 60s again Tuesday morning. Hot Tuesday afternoon with sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 90s before another slight chance of showers arrives late Tuesday night. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 meteorologist Stephen Nairns.
Thank you, Stephen. Right now, 67 degrees just about anywhere you look throughout the area and also north to our neighbors in Kansas. About the same right there, too, with beautiful blue skies today. Can't beat it. It is 9:18, and this is our Consumer Calls program. Items to buy, sell, trade, or even give away. No business advertising, licensed vehicles, or real estate. Also, guns, ammunition, bedding and mattresses, box springs. Can't do that. Everything else, let's make a connection. What do you say? At 918-336-1400 or at 1-800-749-5936. 5936. Those are the numbers. Those are the points of contact. That's how you get a hold of us, and that's how we have ourselves a little bit of fun right here. Now, we're going to have a very special 9/11 20-year memorial event, and it's going to be sponsored by the Lowe Young Family Scholars. It's going to be held on Saturday from 9 until 10 a.m. at Unity Square. I hope you can all get out there. All the lives that were lost during this tragedy will be remembered. And the morning will include remarks by Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell, a 21-gun salute, remarks from former President George W. Bush, glad retirement, which is the retirement of the flag done properly, and a whole lot more. Also, you can bring your lawn chairs and a hat and some sunscreen because, well, you know, Oklahoma stays pretty warm, at least through the middle of September anyway. And that, again, is a radio reminder brought to you by our friends at the Davis Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Walker, Brown, and Dewey Chapels. 67 degrees, it is 9:19 here at K1, the one you trust. Time now for the Morning Energy Report.
Natural gas continues to heat up. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ad Network. When adjusted for inflation, natural gas prices have been at or near historic lows for many months, but that's changing in a big way. U.S. natural gas inventories are below both the 5-year and 1-year averages for this time of year. Demand is up for natural gas-fired electric generation, and offshore production is still largely shut in because of Hurricane Ida. So, natural gas prices are climbing, with the front-month price on the NYMEX rising by more than 7% last week. The NYMEX October natural gas contract ended the week at $4.71 a million BTUs. That's the highest since November of 2018. Oklahoma is the nation's third largest natural gas producer. A mixed note for oil, however. While oil prices scored a weekly gain, they head into this Labor Day holiday-shortened trading week on a down note, falling on Friday in the wake of a weak U.S. payrolls report indicating a slowdown in hiring in the U.S. Combine that with the continued COVID-19 pandemic, and concerns are growing that the recovery in oil demand may slow or reverse. The NYMEX October crude contract fell 1% on Friday, but the closing price of $69.29 a barrel was a weekly gain of 0.8%. Hurricane Ida impacted the latest weekly Baker Hughes count of the number of rigs actively drilling for oil and natural gas in the U.S. It showed a drop of 11. Still, the total of 497 is 94% ahead of the same time last year. Oklahoma's rig count rose by 1 to 32. That's a 191% jump from the same time a year ago. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Having repairs done in your apartment should never come with strings attached, like being harassed and constantly pressured for sexual favors.
My leaky faucet turned into the maintenance man asking, when are we going to get to know each other better?
I needed my air conditioner fixed, but my building manager repeatedly kept coming into my apartment unannounced and without permission.
My landlord told me my rent would be free if I gave him something in exchange.
Sexual harassment by anyone associated with your housing isn't just wrong, it's against the law. The Fair Housing Act protects you from harassment, including someone making unwelcome sexual advances or refusing to make repairs because you deny sexual favors. If this happens to you, you can stop it by filing a complaint with HUD.
So I called HUD and filed a complaint against my building manager. No strings attached.
Fair Housing. The law is on your side. To learn more, visit HUD.gov/fairhousing. That's HUD.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
Ah, yes, indeed. Well, we have no lost or found pets to report upon today, but for a complete listing of lost and found animals in our report, visit the website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the Community tab, then click on the Doggone Report link to submit or find a lost or found animal. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the Submit tab, submit it for the information. You can even upload a picture. You can still call the office the old-fashioned way, leave a message at 918-336-1001. Leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and on our report. And you can even email Sharon at BartlesvilleRadio.com. She'll be happy to help.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWOM.
Yeah, finish with a sizzle. Right now it is 9:26, and that's our Doggone Report, and that's also our consumer calls for the day. Stay tuned. We've got a one-on-one with the pros and a bonus community connection for you today.
I think God is much more interested in the way in which we approach Him than where we end up.
Ken Costa on Focus on the Family Minute.
If faith were knowledge, it wouldn't be faith.